We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. We learned about sleep deprivation. We talked about this before. How it's a growing problem that adults just are not getting enough sleep. Right. And here again is another report that says it is increasing errors we're making. Sleep deprivation, odds of making placekeeping errors, and triples the number of lapses in attention.
So that we don't remember. Forget words. I just get, I'll be going through the day and I'll be trying to say something and I'm like, what is it I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it's a simple
And then, of
word
course,
too.
Like you pointed out, yeah, it's usually something very easy. And then, like, later on in bed that night, you can't go to sleep again. Go figure. And then you remember the word.
That's like me taking a shower. Like, I was like, gosh, I wish I could have that conversation again because I have the perfect comeback right now.
Oh, yeah. You get super amped in the shower. And then when you get out, you're like, yeah, anyway, I'm going to go eat breakfast.
So if you haven't used your Twitter account in the last 6 months, either A, you don't care about it, or B, something's going on, but you will need to sign in real quick, because starting December 11th, Twitter says they're going to be purging accounts that have been inactive for at least six months. So just log in. The reason they say this is that their terms and conditions have changed.
Oh boy.
Which is always concerning to me. That means that, you know, they're going to take more of my stuff, my privacy away.
How do they get even more? They've got everything.
It's pretty much true, isn't it? Here,
all these
so
people do.
They say the only thing that they don't have is a way to memorialize somebody's Twitter feed if they have passed away.
Ah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Kind of like other people have. You can change like Facebook right? To a memorial page, right?
You can change that, but unless if you don't know the username and password, there's no way on that one. Twitter says they're working on it, but there it is. We found out today that there's benefits of eating the peel of a banana. Which sounds really kind of disgusting, but apparently eating banana skin can improve your sleep, improve your appearance of your skin, and even help you drop a few pounds. Eating banana skin will increase your intake of fiber, which is a good thing. Also, vitamin B6, potassium, vitamin C, and magnesium. They say you should, if you don't want to use a knife and fork to cut it up and eat it like that, put it inside the blender and make it in with a smoothie, or perhaps bake it, right, or cook it up with a little bit of curry. That'll actually soften up the peel itself and make it a little easier for those nutrients to be absorbed.
Interesting.
You had a pretty good scenario regarding a friend who drinks banana tea.
Yeah, for sleep. She makes banana tea using the peel and boils it for about 10 minutes, then strains it. And then I tried it. I added a little bit of lemon juice, and I added a little bit of agave or honey to it to sweeten it up.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It was pretty good. It definitely worked, but I wish I'd put cinnamon in it, too.
Shows you how much I drink tea, though. I was trying to figure out what tea you mixed it with, but really just,
no, it's just
the boiling
banana.
Of the banana itself is what creates the tea. So I might actually try that. It sounds good.
Yeah,
it does sound pretty good. They say here the bright yellow skins are going to have the higher proportion of antioxidants, if that's what you're looking for. And if you want more of the amino acid tryptophan, use the green-skinned bananas for that.
So if you use a green-skinned banana for the sleep aid, that's probably be best, I guess.
Expert offered, believe it or not, there are professional tree decorators out there. There are some tips that they have offering for your tree decorating this year. They say, first off, take it easy with the tinsel. Putting too much of it can actually distract from the ornaments that are on there and the nice, beautiful tree that you're putting on it.
It's so true. Too much tinsel could just take over the entire tree. So, you know, what you're doing when you put the lights on, then you back up and see if there's any holes that need filling. And then
you do have to back up, though.
You have to keep backing up.
Several different times the whole time you're decorating, because before you know it, you're really heavy-handed on one side, and then the tree looks lopsided.
Exactly.
All these problems.
They say take it easy with color. Too many different color combinations can actually cheapen the look of your tree. So you might want to decide on a color theme and maybe change that. You know, keep some of the sentimental ones that are out there, but if you decide to go with the blue tree, kind of go with the blue hues instead of putting reds and all that other stuff, or use the traditional red and green if you want to do
that. Janie, you've got a really neat tree. What are your colors?
Exactly. I used to always love just colorful stuff, uh-huh. and I never thought, but my grandmother always had a gold tree, and so I've sort of taken a, I do like wildlife animal ornaments, and then I have gold and copper and silver, and so I have like a metallic with all white lights. It's really pretty.
Nice.
Nice. I was just, she'd post a picture of that.
Classy. That's classy.
Did you, do you ever use the minion lights that you...
Oh, I have, yeah, that's a separate tree.
Oh, okay.
I did. When Chris and I were on a broadcast at Universal, I bought minion lights, and I have a, like a little fake tree that's like 3 feet tall, and I keep that in storage, but I bring it out every year. And so I have one for my fun side. I have like my minion colorful tree, and then I have my more classy tree.
I hope you have a banana at the top of the minion tree instead of a star.
That's actually a really good idea. One of the minions is that's like... Laughing is at the top. I've sort of tied him to the top of it.
There needs to be a banana on top.
Or a fart gun. I think that'll work.
Seriously. Or just Gru. But put Gru at the top.
Gru at the top. That'd work.
There actually are fart guns for sale now this year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this off the air, but not like sound fart.
No, I'm talking about the smell itself.
Smelly fart gun.
What on earth is wrong with people? Who would want that?
I mean, there's this whole thing where there's a bunch of characters that all look like butts. They're called buttheads. And they have these fart guns that shoot a nasty smell up to 10 feet away, and it comes with a cartridge with 100 stinks in it.
I have been crop dusted too many times in my life to need to go buy a fart gun.
I was going
to
say, who wouldn't want this, the 8-year-old boy in me says? I mean, come on.
You're so gross.
To tell you the truth, I'm always carrying.
That's you.
Packing heat. There's
poor Chris.
I got a concealed carry right here, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Watch out. Pull my finger.
So be careful with your Amazon Alexa. Apparently, Alexa is inadvertently spoiling and ruining Christmases by... blurting out presents that are being delivered.
She's got a big mouth.
Yeah, so, you know, the nice little convenient feature that lets you know that your, you know, camera has been shipped.
Alexa, where's my stuff? You use that? Well, this mom had a big present for her daughter. It was a big secret until Amazon, right there in front of mom and daughter and everybody, goes, your camera is being shipped. It's on the way. Without even being prompted.
Yeah, mom kind of tried to, you know, spin it and didn't really work. She's a little irritated because now she's got to find a new main gift. But it did kind of warn us that if you go into the Alexa app, not the Amazon app, but the Alexa, you can actually turn off that setting, at least for the holidays. Go to settings, then notifications, and then go to Amazon shopping, toggle the off setting for the items and delivery updates. Yeah. And Amazon does say, though, that they're trying to silence what they consider would be a gift. So I don't know if she forgot to check it was being a gift or
maybe if they're looking for if it's gift wrapped.
Yeah.
You know, because when you do check out, there's a box that says, is this item a gift? And you can hit yes. And then there's another box that says, would you like a gift receipt?
Okay.
And you can hit yes. But if you just checked that it was a gift, perhaps that would keep it from actually saying what the item was. Like, I don't know. I mean, you have to still ask her, Alexa, what are my notifications? So unless somebody's asking, it's not going to just start talking to you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you live in a house with a family, there's a good chance that all your kids are like, Alexa, what's going on?
Yeah,
you know,
where's
camera's
my
here.
Stuff? Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And then finally, we learned from hiring experts, orange is apparently the worst color you can wear to a job interview.
Unless you're in Gainesville.
They say that it's the worst color to wear for an interview. They say it is also associated with a lack of professionalism. They say the strongest colors to wear would be blue. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Gator fans wear blue, not orange. And then black. Those are the two colors you should wear.
I just can't imagine wanting to wear orange to an interview. It reminds me of a jumpsuit. So it's sort of like, hey,
maybe,
one step removed from prison. How's it going?
I still got my prison flip-flops right here.
unless you're going for a job as a hamburger clown.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, maybe then, but I don't know.
Maybe a construction worker on the side of the road so you can stand there in place of a car.
Right. And people in Gainesville, don't wear garnet and gold to your job interview. I'm just
telling
you.
Yeah, that would be a negative.
Or if you don't know what garnet and gold are, it's just mustard and ketchup.
There it is. News coming.
And there it is.
There's our show for today, Wednesday, December 4th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Check out Gregory, our cat, for adoption. He might still be available for you.
Oh, that's right. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.